Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bebop Robomogo Wanatron.
Did you just call me co-host?
Yes.
You never call me co-host.
I know.
You always call me your sidekick.
I know, but we've done so many episodes across so many seasons now that I thought you've finally earned being called my co-host.
That's awesome. Yes! Oh, wait. I get it.
What?
You think if you call me your co-host, I'll stop casting spells on you.
Did it work?
For now.
Okay, I'll take it. And while my co-host is holding his fire, let's get into this episode, shall we? If you remember what happened at the end of the last season, Finn was about to cast a spell that would put him inside Bunce's imagination. All of his friends had disappeared, and this was the one way he could bring them back and not be alone anymore. But just at the end of the episode, he wasn't alone anymore. There was an alien there, one of the magical aliens. So let's see what happens in today's episode of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Testing, testing. Finn stared at it a moment. Before he could decide what to do, a red line slashed through the word Perrin, and it disappeared. The void blinked away, and suddenly Finn was back in space, stars sparkling beyond the scroll, the chest floating outside the pod, and beside it, a small, bright green alien in a long purple cloak and a large green slingshot. It pointed a balloon at Finn. If you want to see your friends again, the alien said, Do not cast that spell. Finn immediately knew who this was, and he immediately knew he was in serious trouble. So, you're one of those magical aliens I keep hearing about, said Finn. The alien smiled.
And you're one of those humans that keep stealing our magic, using it all across the cosmos, and spreading chaos wherever you go.
Could you turn off the echo a little bit? It's kind of hard to understand what you're saying.
Oh, sorry, that's just my magical voice. Is this better?
Yeah, that's way better. Thank you. Anyways, you're right. I am a human, but I haven't been using any magic. I haven't been spreading any chaos. That was all Claudius and Bunce.
Were you not just about to cast the Perrin spell before I showed up?
Oh, right, said Finn.
You are no different than the other humans we trusted. You cannot open your mouth without a lie spilling out.
Finn stood up in the pod. The alien was still floating outside in space, but the scroll was gone. Bunce was gone. His friends were all still gone. Look, I don't want to cast any spells, said Finn. The only reason I was ever going to say that word on the scroll was because literally every one of my friends is missing, and I thought it might help bring them back. I'm not a sorcerer. I'm an astronaut. I like science and exploring, not floating around in space, glowing and wearing silly purple capes and saying oogity boogity, and suddenly there's a bird with upside down wings or whatever you wizards do. The alien looked curious.
What is this oogity boogity spell? I don't know it.
It's not a real spell, yelled Finn. I was making fun of all the ridiculous things you have to say just to make your magic.
Ouch,
said the alien.
That's harsh. And not really that accurate, you know. Magical language is very ancient and very precise. It's full of beautiful music.
Yeah, right, said Finn. What was the last spell you cast?
It was to bring a rainbow of flowers sprouting from the driest of deserts, said the alien. It was gorgeous.
Sure, said Finn. But what were the words that you said?
Flapto, clapto,
said the alien. Finn laughed.
Oh, yeah, I hear it now.
See, said Finn, and now my home got turned into a hunk of rock. My friends are all missing, and I'm floating in the middle of space, and a guy in a purple cape is threatening me with a giant glowing slingshot because everyone loves to run around yelling, "Flapto, clapto." The alien seemed to not be listening to Finn. His eyes were closed, and his hands were spread out like he was floating on his back. Are you okay? Asked Finn.
Yes, said the alien, opening his eyes.
I am better than okay, and I have a serious proposal for you. The alien waved his hand, and the slingshot disappeared. Finn tried not to move, to indicate how he felt one way or another. He wanted to hear the alien out, but he didn't want to agree to anything before he heard the plan.
As you know, my people and I were in need of serious help. That is when we were fooled by that marauding miscreant, Claudius.
And then you tried to correct that mistake by trusting that bumbling bonehead, Bunce?
Correct.
So now you're thinking of trusting me? Said Finn, surprised. He thought for sure the alien was done with humans and was going to zap him out of existence.
Not quite, said the alien. My proposal is to bring you to my home planet. There you will attend our magical school, and you will face numerous tests of your character. So, while you are learning our magic, we will be learning whether you are worthy of it.
Finn shook his head. I don't understand, he said. I just told you I don't want your magic.
Exactly, said the alien. It is your lack of greed for power that allowed you to pass the first test of your character.
And at the end of all of this, my friends will come back, said Finn.
You will have the power to bring back all of your friends, yes,
said the alien.
Provided you complete your training.
Okay, said Finn. I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Fantastic,
said the alien. So, will you show me how to get to your planet, or are you going to send a magical tow truck to bring me there? How does this work? Said Finn.
You are already here,
said the alien, and with a wave of his hand, an enormous green planet appeared where before there were stars.
Whoa, said Finn.
And suddenly, two objects, one a bright blazing yellow and the other an equally flame-hot orange, appeared in the distance, both of them streaking toward the planet. What are those? Said Finn.
Ah, those are your first test of character,
said the alien.
The yellow one is one of our spaceships, carrying a crew of 12 of our kind. They are our top wizards, sorcerers who could heal the whole planet if they finish their work. Their spaceship is in a tailspin, and it will crash into the sea, vaporizing their ship. The orange one is a standard run-of-the-mill meteorite that will crash into one of our most populated villages. But you only have time to stop one. Will you stop the ship carrying 12 of our top wizards, or stop the meteor from striking a village of hundreds? You decide.
I don't like this test, said Finn. Can I just say flapto clapto and save them both?
Nope.
Feels good to be back with my co-host, back in the producer's chair for another season of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, and already we have our first serious moral quandary. That means when you have a question where you have to decide what's the best thing to do, what's the right thing to do. So what should Finn do? On the one hand, we have a spaceship full of very important wizards, VIWs, and on the other, we have a meteorite crashing into a village with lots of aliens in it. So what should Finn do? Well, I guess we'll find out in the next episode. In the meantime, we have a couple of jokes to help offset the seriousness of our moral quandary. The first joke is from our pal James in Flockton in the United Kingdom, and he wrote, "What do Marlowe astronauts eat on Halloween? Marshmallows." I love it. And I love that it is Finn specific. Thank you, James. And then next up is our pal Elodie with a joke.
Hello, my name is Elodie Corey, and I have a joke for you. Why did the wolf go into outer space to howl at the moon?
I love it, Elodie. Thank you so much. Thank you guys all so much for sending jokes, for listening, and we will see you next week. All right, thanks again for tuning in to our show for a whole new season. Really very excited for it. The Alien Adventures of Fincast is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with a special thanks to Maria Villanueva. Emerson Messenger is our intern. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, perennially chosen as the greatest human in the multiverse. For more great shows for your family, please do visit gzmshows.com and find all our great family podcasts. We will see you next week.
All right. So now that I'm a co-host, I need, a suit, tie, maybe a tux.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.